550 KBMW.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Radio Hut. Partly sunny thing going on right now, 68 degrees. All right, our morning talk around continues. Last week we were talking about a proposed dairy operation that's coming in around the Abercrombie and Colfax area. You heard from a couple concerned Richland County residents, and here to talk about this a little further, County Commissioners Perry Miller, Nathan Burseth. Why can't I pronounce your name?
It's a tongue twister.
Nathan Burseth, thank you.
You mentally don't want to.
Who let him in?
Good morning, folks. Thank you for joining me. Well, catch us up. What is going on here from a commissioner perspective? What's happening here with this dairy operation?
Well, first of all, I really want to clear the air. We're probably not the guys to talk to about what's happening with the dairy. It's not something that's really in our wheelhouse. It's a private business, Bill.
Mm-hmm, right.
And there's been some just misinformation put out about, in particular, to the county. I can't speak for the township or the state or the city of Wahpeton, but in particular to the county, that, you know, how could we permit a dairy? The county does not get into permitting land use for private business or a home or anything. The townships do that, or the cities do that. And if you look at the genesis of the dairy, really came out of the state legislature, Bill. They put this bill in because the dairy business in North Dakota has really just virtually almost disappeared, and they're trying to rebuild that. Well, you're not going to see the old 100 herd dairy cows anymore, where you go out and milk twice a day.
And technology, too, is incredible.
It's just changed. And whether you like it or not, it's changed. So the state came out with the bill, and it's like, we're going to promote these large dairies, and in the process, for some reason, made them tax exempt, just like farmers in the county, in the state of North Dakota. They're farmsteads are tax exempt. Their home and their buildings, their grain site, the grain bin sites, everything are tax exempt. So there's been some accusations, I guess, or concerns that the county somehow did this, and we had nothing to do with it. It's out of our wheelhouse.
Right.
And I'm going to let Nathan speak here, but the other misnomer falsehood that's been put out is that they're not paying any taxes because they're tax exempt. Technically, that's right. They're not paying taxes. But the dairy has agreed to a significant sum of money that would be equal to what their property tax would be in the form of a road use fund to basically show that they're good neighbors and they're going to contribute to the public good.
So there is some taxes involved in this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And it might be called something else, but, you know, call it a user fee, you know, call it a tax, call it a what, excise tax, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of different names, but we all know what a tax is. It's something additional that you're paying to a governmental entity.
Right.
Whether it's sales tax or whatnot. And so I just want to get that out there because that was just a flagrant falsehood. As to the aquifer concerns, I share aquifer concerns all over the country. I mean, just if you were to do a Google search, Bill, and look, there's aquifers all over the country that are being threatened. That being said, I'll let Nathan talk to the status of the aquifer and who's in control of that.
All right, Nathan Burseth.
Well, yeah,
let's see you, sir.
Perry did a good job of summarizing the entire project. You know, when they say we and the county, to Perry's point, this is not in our lane as far as permits go, whether it be the water permit, whether it be the building permit. You know, North Dakota is very explicit. It's the township and or the state when it comes to water. And so the Department of Water Resources, they're monitoring those waters. And I'm not here to debate whether it's going to decrease the aquifer. Obviously, it's going to be a decent amount of usage. That's not in our lane. That's not in our purview. That's the Department of Water Resources. And so I understand the concerns. And the other concern that was brought up is the bond, and insinuating that the taxpayers of Richland County will be holding this bond, and if it fails, it's going to cost the taxpayers. Well, it's a conduit bond, so we're really the county is the municipality for a pass through. It's not going to cost the county any revenue or exposure, a cost, I guess, or a liability. It doesn't diminish our ability to leverage if we need a bond in the future. The recipient is liable for all of it, and it's just the way the state and feds have it set up. It has to pass through municipality. So you know, when you hear a bond and you hear $30 million, people get excited about that from a county's perspective, but there's no exposure at the county level for this bond. And we've done these in the past. And whether it's $3 million or $30 million, again, it's not the liability. But back to Perry's point is, you know, the permits, the water, none of it is in the county's lane. And Riverview has agreed to a road use fund fee, I should call it. And so that's where we're really at today. And we heard them out this morning. And we've been very transparent. You know, they say, well, we haven't been transparent. I don't know what it has that we haven't been transparent about. It's all been in our minutes, all been in our meetings. And so, you know, we have had one person attend a county commission meeting and spoke to us about it. I can't remember what month it was, and spoke to us. And Perry's attended meetings. I've attended meetings. And that's where we're at today, I guess, with this, from my understanding, with this project.
Is that protocol for Richland County? Any business coming
that's
in here
wanted
that is the same for everyone across the board.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Okay.
The county doesn't get involved in their financing, their anything other than these conduit bonds, which we've done for multiple businesses throughout the years in the county. It's of no it does not in any way obligate the citizens of Richland County to anything financially.
Yeah, the only time is maybe a business comes to our Jobs Development Authority for gap financing, and that's a mill levy all separate with a separate board. But to your point, Billy, everything else as far as it's the township or the city. It falls within either one. The way Richland County is structured and set up, it's the township or the city, one or the other.
So it sounds to me like if people want questions answered, they need to go to the company. They need to go to the Riverview.
Or the state legislature.
Or the state legislature, right.
And they can call us, and if we'll try to help them get the answers, or we'll tell them where they can get them. But as Nathan said, this isn't something that we really get deeply involved in. I don't know how many layers of government you want getting involved in private business. I mean, most of the time we hear less government.
A good point.
And I just want to make another point, Bill. And I think I can, I usually don't speak for the whole commission, but, and this is my opinion, that none of us are for or against the dairy. I mean, I'm kind of like Switzerland. I've got friends that really want to see this happen, and I've got friends that are opposed to it. And it's not our job to say that this is a bad thing or a good thing. That's really up to the residents.
Right.
And the water concerns, I get it. Now, I want to clarify on behalf of the city. They were accused of doing some backdoor deals and not being transparent in there. And that's I've got the Wahpeton City Council addressed it back in July, a couple different meetings where they had they've got a water agreement to sell raw water to Southeast Water and then Southeast Water District. So they're based out of Manador. They will sell, it's rural water is what most people call it.
Okay.
They will sell to the dairy. And as far as strain on the aquifer, again, I understand that concern and share it. But when industrial plating burned in 2008, they were using about half of the water that the dairy is going to need. About half of it.
Okay.
I didn't realize industrial plating used that much water, but they did. And another thing to point out is if you look at the dairy down by Tinta.
I was going to bring that up.
Which I've toured. Yeah. The last time I was there, and this is their numbers, so I'm not saying they're accurate, but according to them, they use about 40% of their water used is reclaimed surface water from drain tile projects, from collection ponds where the water runs in. So if they're reducing their water strain on aquifers by 40%, that's a good move. Now, obviously, in a dry year, that number is going to drop. They're not going to have as much surface water.
But it seems to me like they've thought this out. I mean, some preparations, at least as far as the operation in Campbell.
I would imagine
they would do the same.
Their target, from what they told us today, was about the same here. They would like to reclaim about 40% of that water from surface water, so that they're not taxing the aquifer.
So it makes sense.
Right.
Okay. So again, if people have any kind of concerns, they can contact you. And
anytime.
You can point them in in a direction.
Happy to do it.
Gentlemen, anything else you want to add before we wrap it?
Appreciate the time. We, like Perry said, we understand the concerns, but just it needs to be channeled to the right entities as far as who's the authority is.
Absolutely. Nathan Burseth, Perry Miller, Richland County Commissioners, and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bill.
It. It's 9:45 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. As the seasons change, one thing that doesn't change is our commitment to providing quality hardware, farm, and home supplies, along with the expert service and competitive prices we're known for. This month, harvest the deals throughout the store. From tools